We are recording!
Yeah.
Did you get Chris saying poop?
I don't know.
Chris, say it again.
I don't think so.
Chris, say it again!
Poop. Alright, we should just end it there. That was like the high point.
Not getting better than that.
Alright, well, this is another Ragnarok actual play. Hope you guys all enjoyed it. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, bye.
Except not!
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
Alright, we're recording.
Somebody better fix it.
Alright, let's take it from the top. The Stupidest Sea Monster, a screenplay by E. Jeffrey Claymore. Part 1, Interior, Sydney Opera House, Afternoon. Meet our hero, an admirable hairdresser named Professor David Barker, and his best gal, yes, the daring homemaker, D.I. Heather Smith.
Please, Heather, don't leave me. Not here at the Sydney Opera House.
I'm sorry, David, but I'm looking for somebody a bit more brave. Somebody who faces his fears head-on instead of running away.
I am such a person.
I'm sorry, David. I just don't feel excited by this relationship anymore.
No. Heather! Oh, thank goodness you showed up, generous painter D.I. Beth Giant Bulb. Goodness, Beth, you look awful flustered. Is everything okay?
I'm afraid not.
All right, okay, again, you sound like a drunk trucker.
Maybe
not
painter,
a generous painter.
Maybe
fine.
Generous painter, D.I. Heather
fine,
Giant
I will
Bulb.
Try that again.
Beth,
okay.
Beth. He is Heather.
That's right.
So truckers can't paint
fine,
on the side?
I will change the voice.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give you that cue again. Goodness, Beth, you look awful flustered. Is everything okay?
I'm afraid not.
What is it? Don't keep me in suspense.
It's a sea monster. I saw an evil sea monster stab a bunch of baby birds.
Defenseless baby birds?
Yes, defenseless baby birds.
Bloomin' heck, Beth. We've got to do something.
I agree, but I wouldn't know where to start.
You can start by telling me where this happened.
I was... Oh.
Focus, Beth. Focus. Where did it happen?
A bookshop. That's right, a bookshop.
What are you waiting for, girl? Let's go to the bookshop.
All right. Exterior, a bookshop, shortly after. Maud Wishmonger, a stupid sea monster, terrorizes two baby birds.
Chirp all you want, baby birds. I, Maud Wishmonger, shall stab you. All
right, I just want to pause for 1 second. Ed, that's perfect.
Found the character's voice immediately.
Just slid right into it.
The criticisms for everyone else except Ryan.
That drama degree paid off. Holy smokes!
What is? What's the matter?
You can correct typos as you go, Will. You're not Ron Burgundy.
I might be Ron Burgundy.
I'm sure that you can puzzle out what that's supposed to be.
What it is! What it is!
Two pig forests!
So take it again, Will.
What is it? What's the matter?
That's not just any old sea monster. That's Maud Wishmonger.
Who's Maud Wishmonger?
Who's Maud Wishmonger? Who's Maud Wishmonger? Only the most stupid sea monster in the universe!
Will David and Beth defeat their foe, or will Maud Wishmonger, stupid sea monster extraordinaire, send them to a watery grave? Find out next time on R&R Theater.
I figure we could break this up into...
No.
We're doing the entire thing in like 10 minutes before Myron James.
Well, James did say he's on his way, so
no,
we're getting it, James.
I don't mean necessarily record. I mean in releasing it.
I get it.
Into multiple cold opens.
Yeah. So do we
Does
want
Heather to come back?
Yes.
Do we want to retake part one or do we want to go on to part two?
I think we should just go on to part two.
All right, let's just keep going.
We're like, okay.
Are we recording?
Yes, this is recording. All right, so part two. Last time on The Stupidest Sea Monster, our hero, an admirable hairdresser named Professor David Barker, and his trusty sidekick, the generous painter D.I. Beth Giant Bulb, found themselves elbow deep in a whole mess of trouble when a stupid sea monster showed up and started stabbing baby birds. And David, recovering from being thrown over by his best gal, daring homemaker D.I. Heather Smith, That sentence didn't finish.
No, that's, you know, like, and David being overthrown by his best gal, David Daring Homemaker, D.I. Heather Smith.
But David recovering from being thrown.
Yeah, you know how, like, all, in old-timey speak, people would, like, it would be, like, an after David
obviously
with,
not.
Yeah, with David recovering, yeah. It's a all fragment, right. But it's a
and David
fragment.
Recovering from being thrown over by his best gal, Daring Homemaker, D.I. Heather Smith. There are a lot of detective inspectors in this.
No, there are.
I'm going to ask what that's said for, but I ain't lying.
I have a yeah. thing for cops.
Yeah. It's cops. A British police ranks. Can David and Beth meet the challenge, or will this stupid seas monster spell doom for these stalwart heroes?
You know, you fucking
I did it on purpose. I did it on purpose to make fun of Ed. Or will this stupid sea monster spell doom for these stalwart heroes?
Is this the same voice you were doing in the first part? I don't think
yeah.
it is.
It is.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I mean, I turned it up a little bit, but it's the same.
Well, that was getting more exciting.
Chap, all you want, baby birds. I, Maud Wishmonger, shall stab you.
Holy smokes.
What is it? What's the matter?
That's not just any old sea monster. That's Maud Wishmonger.
Who's Maud Wishmonger?
Who's Maud Wishmonger? Who's Maud Wishmonger? Only the stupidest sea monster in the universe.
Blinking knickers, David. We're gonna need some...
God damn it, cuts! Alright, we'll pause.
Well, I don't think we're using the first take of the first one either.
Why not? This could be an extra.
Talking in the middle of it.
This could be a good extra. The rehearsal. Our first read-through of the stupidest sea monster. All right.
That's true. I did burp through a lot.
Eric died.
Yeah.
Well, that's not anything new.
You don't use my death as a skit.
Eric, your death is my ringtone.
Your death is a skit.
Start with me.
Well, sit down.
God damn it, I'm sitting already. What do you think I am, James, getting angry over something?
We're picking up.
All right, we're back. So why don't we pick it up?
Blinkin' Knickers?
Yeah, well, I'll take it from Blinkin' Knickers.
Blinkin' Knickers, David. We're gonna need some help.
Sorry, Eric.
Stop. I think Will should make sure to hit that CK.
Yeah.
Oh.
A little.
Yeah.
CK?
Knickers.
Oh.
So take it again.
Especially since the next word is David.
Sorry, Eric.
Yeah, I'll do a little bit more of a...
Blinkin' Knickers!
Blinkin' Knickers, David! We're gonna need some help if we're gonna go in to stop the most stupidest sea monster in the universe.
You can say that again.
Blinkin' Knickers, David! We're gonna need some help if we're gonna stop the most stupid sea monster in the universe.
I'm gonna need guns. Lots of guns.
Ah, David Barker! We meet again!
You've met?
Yes. It was a long, long time ago.
Alright.
I was sitting in the park
cooking
a pot of stew when she slithered up next to me.
Would you like some peppermints?
I don't know. You look kind of stupid.
Me? No, I'm not stupid. I'm the least stupid sea monster in the world.
Wait, you're a sea monster?
Ed, why did you capitalize every instance of the word stupid?
No, I didn't.
No, you did.
No, okay.
Overwhelming evidence points to the contrary.
Exhibit A.
No, dude.
Remember, it's not Exhibit B.
The way that this page works is that you pick an adjective.
Exhibit C.
So when we typed in the words, or you just pick
it autofilled.
Yeah. So it autofilled stupid, and it.
Gotcha. All right. Exterior, a bookshop, present day.
You were a coward then, David, and you are a coward now.
Oh, sorry. Well, the scroll down. You ran away?
I was a young child. What was I supposed to do?
Will our hometown hero find the courage to face his fears, or will terror win the day? Find out next time on R&R Theater! Okay. Are we going on to part three?
So we're just using all these takes where we're just talking in the middle.
This could be good. I feel like bonus material.
Yeah, I feel like this is just going to be a lump segment.
Behind the scenes. All right, part three. Last time on the stupidest sea monster. Okay, you all know what happened. Or should I just read? Okay.
Read
Last
it.
Time on the
You're
stupidest
the
sea monster. Well, you can't talk over the narrator.
Can apparently.
Well, you guys trying to get out of your job.
Burp over lines, but then we did it in the first one.
Oh, Alex, I'm not going to narrate, even though my title is narrator. I have a beard.
Last time on the stupidest sea monster, admirable hairdresser Professor David Barker and his sidekick, everyone's favorite generous painter D.I. Heather Giant Bulb, found themselves going toe-to-toe with an old adversary, Maud Wishmonger, the stupidest sea monster this side of the Atlantic.
You were a coward then, David, and you are a coward now!
You ran away?
I was a young child. What was I supposed to do? I may have run away from you then, but I won't run away this time.
David runs away.
David, you're running away now.
Well, yes. I mean, I am running away, but I'll be back with guns.
I'm not scared of you.
You should be.
Interior, National History Museum. Later that day. Beth and David walk around.
David and Beth.
God. I'm so sorry. David and Beth walk around searching for something.
I feel sure I left my gun somewhere around here.
Are you sure? It does seem like an odd place to keep deadly guns.
You know nothing, Beth Giant Bulb.
Was that in there or did you... Wait, cut. Was that in there or did you add that?
What?
You know nothing.
No, that was in there.
Okay.
It's unnecessarily aggressive.
All right, sorry. All right, we'll take it again, Ryan.
We've been searching for ages.
From Will.
Okay. You know nothing, Beth Giant Bulb.
We've been searching for ages. I really don't think your guns are here.
Why are you suddenly changing your voice?
I didn't really change. I got angry.
He got mad.
The character hasn't been mad yet. Give
That's
him
true.
Chance.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Looking for something.
Suddenly, Maud appears, holding a pair of guns.
Looking for something.
Crikey, David, she's got your guns.
How will the daring duo extricate themselves from this predicament? Find out in the thrilling conclusion of The Stupidest Sea Monster.
You're right, you kind of gargled. You okay?
Yeah. All right.
That last laugh took a lot out of him.
Looking out for you, buddy.
Are you ready for part four?
Let's do it.
Just take this to the end.
Yeah.
All right. In the last installment of this thrilling adventure, our hero, admirable hairdresser Professor David Barker, and his sidekick, everyone's favorite generous painter, D.I. Heather Giant Bulb, ran
Wait
out of luck.
It's not Heather. I'm Heather. It's Beth Giant Bulb.
Jesus, you are so right, Eric. I'm sorry. And also,
no, but I mean, it's not your fault. It said that.
I know.
Don't be sorry.
If only there was some writer we could blame for this.
We can't. This was auto-generated by a website. All right.
These narrator lines I wrote.
I know.
Give me the benefit of the doubt, Ed. Jesus Christ.
All right. In the last installment of this thrilling adventure, our hero, admirable hairdresser Professor David Barker, and his sidekick, everyone's favorite generous painter, D.I. Beth Giant Bulb, ran out of luck when their foe, stupid sea monster Maud Wishmonger, got the drop on them. Will justice prevail, or will this daring duo find themselves in the belly of the beast?
We've been searching for ages. I really don't think your guns are here.
Suddenly, Maud appears, holding a pair of guns.
Looking for something.
Crikey, David. She's got your guns. Without your gun or guns, we don't stand a chance, you David.
Kind of walked on his laugh in there. Yeah. There's a couple more. Right,
let's take it again from Ed's wah-ha-ha. And wait until he finishes laughing before you go.
Oh. Be sure to get that gargle in there. Yeah. That was good. That was a good effect.
I mean, you are a sea monster.
Yeah.
No.
I need to be fed a line. I need Crikey David.
Okay.
Crikey David, she's got your guns.
fuck.
That was fine until you said, ah!
Well, that was fine, too. Maybe the monster just got upset.
We'll fix it in post. Go!
Crikey, David. She's got your guns. Without your deadly guns, we don't stand a chance, David.
Tell me something I don't already know.
The Earth's circumference is the equator is about 40,075 kilometers.
Okay. Can we do that again, but this time actually say words, Will?
I'm sorry, I didn't start that line.
Would you feel more comfortable playing Heather and letting...
No, I want to be Heather! I'm Heather!
It's too late, Ed!
Don't start!
Or at the end!
Don't take Heather away from me!
Alright, so, Ryan, why don't we take it from Ryan's line?
Tell me something I don't already know.
Ah, the Earth's circumference at the equator is about 40,075 kilometers.
I like the end of the...
I knew that already. I'm afraid of dust.
Dude!
Ryan?
Ryan, are you Maud now?
Sorry. Sorry.
Will, take it from your line.
I'm afraid of dust?
Dude!
While Maud is looking at Beth with disgust, David lunges forward and grabs his deadly guns. He wields them triumphantly.
Prepare to die, you stupid cauliflower.
Okay.
No, please! All I did was stab a bunch of baby birds!
I cannot tolerate that kind of behavior. Those baby birds were defenseless. Well, now they have a defender, and that's me. David Barker, actually Professor David Barker. Defender of innocent baby birds.
Don't hurt me, please!
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't use these guns on you right away.
Because, David, I am your mother!
No, you're not.
Ah, well, it had to be worth a try. Give me those guns, fool!
Maud tries to grab the guns, but David dodges out of the way.
No way! Aha!
Oh!
Unexpectedly, Maud slumps to the ground.
Did he just faint?
Damn it, Will! Sorry. Read it again!
Did she just faint?
Thank you.
I think so. Well, that's disappointing. I was rather hoping for more of a dramatic conclusion involving my deadly guns. Let's take a look at her, Beth.
David crouches over Maud's body.
Be careful, David. It could be a trick.
No, it's not a trick. It appears that... It would seem... Maud Wishmonger is dead.
What?
Yes. It appears that I scared her to death.
So your guns did save the day after all.
Heather steps forward.
Is it true? Did you kill the stupid sea monster?
Heather, how long have you been...
Long enough.
Then you saw it for yourself. I killed Maud Wishmonger.
Then the baby birds are safe?
It does seem that way.
A crowd of vulnerable baby birds enters, chirping.
Cheep.
Cheep.
Chirp.
Cheep.
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 Cheep. Cheep.
Cheep. Cheep. Squeak. You are their hero.
Thank you, Bowman!
Thank you, David!
That one had a weird voice.
There is no need to thank me. I seek no gratitude. The knowledge that Maud Wishmonger will never stab baby birds ever again is good enough for me. Now come over here and kiss me, Heather.
They kiss. The end.
Sudden casting change. Now Will is Heather.
Heather, David, you have to kiss. It's in the scripts.
That was the worst kiss I've ever seen in my life.
He kissed the inside of my elbow.
That's so loving in a very weird way.
That's kind of an erogenous.
A little bit more intimate with Eric than I've ever been before.
I want to say the end, because Eric's interrupting you during the...
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. The end!
For now.
For now!
I had closed the script! The end! For now.